On this day, 16th April 1921, train goes missing. The train from Stranorlar to Glenties, County Donegal, was held up yesterday at Fintown Station by masked men carrying rifles, and two mailbags were carried off. The railway officials were threatened, and all the railway and post office telegraph wires were cut. The manager, Mr. Forbes, hearing of these incidents, ran a special train on the line before allowing the ordinary train to proceed. He found the railway line near Ballinamore Station had been unfastened and diverted in such a way as would cause a serious accident and perhaps loss of life. Yesterday morning, armed and undisguised men held up a goods train carrying the mail at Falkara. Taking over the train, they compelled the driver to proceed in the direction of Burtonport. Since then, the railway company have heard nothing of the fate of the train, as when it left Falkara, the wires were cut. This is the ninth occurrence on the company's lines within the present month when trains were held up and mail seized. British commander shot dead. The following report was issued by Dublin Castle last night. Major McKinnon, MC, officer commanding the H Company Auxiliary Division, RIC, was murdered while playing on Trelly Golf Links at 4 p.m. today. He was playing a round of golf with a companion, who was a cadet in the same company, when fire was opened on them by a party from behind a hedge. The officer's companion returned fire, but Major McKinnon fell wounded in the head and back and died later. His companion was uninjured. Specials on rampage in Oma. Four special constables, who were under the influence of drink, went down Castle Street in Oma singing Dolly's Bray and shouting, "No surrender!" A Catholic ex-soldier then shouted, "Up Dublin!" and he was immediately seized by the specials, who attempted to bring him to the military barracks. However, a number of civilians intervened and released him. The specials then drew their revolvers and threatened to fire, but the arrival of a number of RIC men put an end to the disturbance. Belfast boycott still enforced in South. Two shops in Mullingar, County Westmeath, were recently raided by a number of armed and masked men who said they were in search of Belfast goods. The shops were searched, and a quantity of cigarettes, matches, jam, etc. were taken away and thrown into the river. Eamon Phoenix, editor's note, during the War of Independence, havoc was wrought on the Irish rail network. The IRA made frequent attacks on troop trains and often held up trains to seize the mails or destroy Belfast goods bound for southern destinations.